بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع البصير من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى بعثني كافة للناس رحمة فأدوا عني، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and made us from the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah has placed us in this world and Allah has put us here for an object and a purpose and a maqsad. And to teach man the maqsad of his life and to teach man how to fulfill this maqsad, Allah sent none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Khatamun Nabiyyin, who is Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, who is the most beloved of Allah's creation, who is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen as the best, who is the one that Allah had sent him, and after him no other Nabi, no other Prophet to come. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach the ummati, came to teach his followers how to live and which way and which road to take. And if man is going to take this road, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only going to make a person successful in this world, but Allah is going to make the person successful in the qabr and in the akhirah. And this should be the desire of every Muslim, the desire of every believer, how he can follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is that way that Allah says in Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. What does Allah say? The way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has made it the most beautiful way. Allah has made it the best way. And that way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah had sent him with, that is the best way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Now if we analyze, we look in history, we look in tariq, we study the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will see that in every aspect, in every road, in every way of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him perfection. When we speak about mu'amalat, when we speak about mu'asharat, when we speak about akhlaq, when we speak about ibadat, when we speak about imaniyat, whether it was the belief of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was his business dealings, whether it was his family life, whether it was his social life, whether it was any aspect of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him perfection. Whether it was the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him perfection. This is what makes him that great human being. This is what makes him that chosen one of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, has only kept the success of this human being only in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it is in good times or difficult times. If a person is undergoing good times, you know, he's enjoying his life, Allah is giving him ni'mat and bounty over bounty, then he has to look in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to carry out his way. How to move, how to walk, how to do the things in his life, how to interact. Allah, today if we look at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us everything. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah did not just reserve for us anything. Allah says, I have given you the best and I have chosen for you Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know it was the month of Rabiul Awal, where we see around the world where people are speaking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, there was more hype in this time. Allah has given us this Nabi. Allah, what a great Nabi. A Nabi who Allah introduces in Quran in different ways. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبدي ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Sometimes Allah took qasam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given different names for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran. So this is one Nabi of Allah who Allah had given to us, as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, this is one of the greatest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given us. Now if we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see he came with a pattern. He came with a way. And again I say, whether it is in good times or difficult times, the solution to every one of our issues, whether we have money, whether we have wealth, whether we have stability, whether we don't have stability, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us and came to help us and show us the road of finding the right way and the right path. Now if we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will see in different fields of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him perfection. So his way is the best way. The way that he came to teach us, the way, you know, that he brought. And there are so many ahadith, there are so many sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that if we are going to follow his way, what Allah is going to give us? Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. These are things that we hear over and over again. The one who revives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. What will a person get by reviving the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And this is what it means to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One has to begin to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. One has to start following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understand and have this yaqeen and conviction that every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether we understand it or not, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has put such power in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that by following the sunnah, which we might think is a small sunnah, but it is something that can grant us entry into paradise. It is something that can grant us Jannah, and not only grant us Jannah, but will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. So if we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously we cannot speak about everything, but just today being a nikah that we're going to perform in the masjid, I thought we speak about the family life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character towards family? What was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way towards family? Remember, in every aspect, every road, every, you know, challenge that we have in our life today, wallah, the solution to all that lies in his way. Whether it is domestic, whether it is in our businesses, whether it is in every aspect of life, we will find that solution in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We as Muslims do not need to look at any other path. We as Muslims do not need to look at any other road. So even in this institution of nikah, even in this aspect of nikah, even in our marriages, we look in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli, wa ana khayrukum li ahli." The best of you, the best of you is the one who is best to his family. And he says, "Wa ana khayrukum li ahli." And he said, "I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best one to my family." Now if we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see examples in there, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried out his life. And wallah, this examples of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is for everyone. This is not only for the young person who is getting married or the person who's still to get married. This is even for the elderly person who's married for many years. This is for the person who is married for 10 years. This is for the person who is married 20 years. Because Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching, his way, his sunnah is for female, male, young, old. Everyone has an opportunity to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can I tell you? There are so many examples in history. There are so many examples in the books of hadith. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out his way towards his family. The way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam carried out his way towards his wives. Which we have to take lesson of today. Allah, these are only cited so that we can take lesson and we can follow in that way and follow in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because undoubtedly he was the greatest creation of Allah. And who better to follow than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Today if we look, Allah forgive us, we are looking for answers to the solutions of our problems in marriage, solutions of our domestic problems, solutions to the problems of our children. We are looking for it in every other avenue besides the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all that is happening to us is that we are walking into a wall.
And if we look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find the solutions to all these issues and all these problems. We look at his way with his wives. Then who better to tell us than Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is known to be amongst the top narrators of hadith. She's one of the top narrators of hadith, whose sahaba used to come to her, you know, to ask us, did you hear this? Or I heard this from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this? And if we look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted with her and his other wives, then we will come to understand and we will come to learn how we should do it as well. And again, firstly for me, this advice is, and for all of us as well, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if we bring the small sunnah in our life, what we would say small sunnah, no sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is small. But if we are going to bring these sunnahs in our lives, then we will see that Allah will begin to bring barakah in our lives. Allah will begin to bring blessing in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring blessing in our marriages. Allah will bring blessing in our homes. We look on one occasion, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. Allah filled their qabrs with nur. These were those people who spent time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were those people, personalities, who had the great opportunity to be with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they narrated from Rasulullah, they narrated the experiences with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now if we look at it, we see on one occasion, she says that I was sitting with my Nabi. And while we were sitting, we began to eat. And while we were eating, she said, I took a morsel of food and I bit that morsel of food and I put it down. And then I watched, what is my Nabi going to do? Look at the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the affection of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who better to teach us how to love one's spouse? Who better to teach us how to bring love about in a marriage than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And obviously marriage is something that is an institution of nikah, is a sunnah of anbiya, is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is also what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Quran. When we speak about love, then who places the love in the heart between husband and wife? There's no love before marriage. Because people before marriage, you know, if they're falling in love, but they are not living together, so they are living different lives. The moment they get together, they have different, you know, they have different ways. They have different sleeping habits. They have different eating habits. You know, they have to censor the way they talk as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, and this is a lesson for us, that it is Allah that brings about that love. The ayat kareema that I've recited in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, this is from the signs of Allah. We know the sun, the moon are from the signs of Allah. That is from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In different places in Quran, Allah will speak of different signs. How Allah created this human being. This is from the signs of Allah. How Allah created the creation, created the stars, the moon, the sun. This is from the signs of Allah. So Allah is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That Allah had created spouses. Allah had created, you know, man and woman to get together and come into a marriage. And then who is there to place that love after they get together? Two people who have no idea about each other's lives. Two people coming together from different backgrounds, from different families. But not only two people, Allah is bringing families together as well. And the love and muhabbat, Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that, you know, it can be a comfort. It can be a comfort between the husband and wife. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. That she will be a comfort for you as well. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And who places the love in the heart? Allah Himself places the love in the heart for the man and wife, for the husband and wife. It is Allah who places the love in the heart. And if you look in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest example, the best examples for us, we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his family. We see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his wives. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion, so when she took the morsel, she puts it down. And she says, I want to see what my Nabi is going to do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took a morsel and he bit from there. He took the morsel of food and he bit from there. So this is one sunnah that we can practice about in marriage. That we share with our wives, we share and we bring about this love in the home, eat together. This is from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On another occasion she said, I took the bowl of water and I drank and I put it down. Wallah, all this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing was ta'aliman li ummah. Ta'aliman li hadhi al-ummah. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was teaching this ummah. Was teaching this ummah how to be affectionate, how to be kind, how to have tolerance, how to have sabr, how to have patience, how to appreciate one another. And that is what is a marriage about. That on certain occasions we need to be tolerant. On certain occasions you need to have patience. On certain occasions you need to, you need to make shukr and you need to be grateful to each other. And on certain occasions, in different times, you have to apply your mind and your way in different ways. And the main thing and the foundation of it is that we have to bring Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the equation. That marriage which has the fear of Allah. In the khutbah of nikah, what we hear taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. That bring the consciousness of Allah in that marriage. Bring the consciousness of Allah that my Allah is watching me. When I speak, my Allah is watching me. When I do anything, my Allah is watching me. When that foundation comes in nikah, then we will see that that marriage will be a successful marriage because I will always be worried. And then bring the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that marriage as well. Do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done. Treat your wife, treat your family the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has done as well. So she said, I picked up the bowl, I drank from the bowl, she put it down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to show his affection and muhabba, he picks up the bowl and he drinks it from exactly the same spot where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had done that. The greatest of Allah's creation, Muhammadin al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, on certain occasions, me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to run races. What affection, what kindness. And she says, I used to beat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when we used to have races. And this is what it is about. It is a team effort, it is working together. And again I say, whether we are married for 50 years or 30 years, or whether we are just getting married, you know, this is a struggle that we have to go on, and this is a path that we have to take. A path that we have to take, and all the time look into the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallah, the power that Allah has put in sunnah, the power that Allah has put in sunnah, wallah, Allah has not placed that in any other way, in any other part, but has put that in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in our homes, to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to bring about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is where Allah is going to help us in all. And every person today has some difficulty. Every person is undergoing some hardship today, whether it be the Muslimin throughout the entire world. But we have to go back 1441 years. And we have to look in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and find the solution to our problem. Because there was no difficulty that an ummati can undergo today that wasn't prevalent in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, the way I have been harmed for the sake of Allah, no one has been harmed like that. So even in that, he showed us the way, he showed us the path, he showed us the road. If we are going to, you know, study his life, if we are going to teach it to our youth, if we are going to teach it to our children, and we are going to inculcate in their lives the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we are going to bring about the ta'aleem in home, if we are going to bring about the words of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes. And yes, we are doing it, alhamdulillah, and we must continue doing it. Bring the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our homes. Then we're going to see Allah is going to bring barakah in that home. Allah is going to, you know, take away all our issues and all our difficulties that we are facing today. So she says, we used to run races. Me and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates. How kind was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when he married Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to bring the conveyance. And then he used to tie his robe, he used to use his knee as support, and he used to take her for her to climb on that conveyance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, used to put his knee there, she's to climb on, and she's to get onto her conveyance. In equivalence to today, what we will say, that you open the door for your wife today. This is from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not only the way of the West, or this is not, you do not have to feel shy to do that if you open the door for your wife. This was from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way as well. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam done this as well. So we should try and also do this. We should look in his life, Allah, we should study his life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life was such that if we spend our whole life trying to study, we will not reach the end. That is so much in the hadith, you know, in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we have to make it a point. We have to make it a point that begin every day in our lives. When we start our day, we make an intention, Ya Allah, let me follow every sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And behind every sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept reward for us. And we do not know what one sunnah, whether it is in marriage or in business, whether it is with our children or whether it is with our friends, we do not know one sunnah we follow of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this could be the means of our Jannah. We are all weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah has created this human being and this human being is weak. So we all in need of the mercy of Allah. We all in need, and the road to find Allah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to even do that. She says on one expedition, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was walking. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions, and she says that the sahaba were there, and he said, carry on. And again, it was him and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala left. And he said, oh Aisha, let us run a race again. And on that occasion, she said, on that occasion, you know, I picked up a bit of weight. So we ran a race and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beat me. And then he made a joke with him. And he said, Ya Aisha, hadihi litilka. He says, this race that I just won now, look at the humor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, look at the kindness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had such love and affection. He said, oh Aisha, the race that I just won now was for that time. Hadihi litilka. This race I won was now for that time. And there are so many examples in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what we have to bring about in a marriage is taqwa, is sabr, is tolerance, is patience, you know, is shukr, that we have to begin to appreciate one another. That people from different backgrounds, obviously there are certain things that you are not going to like, but let us look at the good and leave the bad. Look at the good and leave the bad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that a successful marriage. There was an incident of a person by the name of Imran ibn Hittan. Now that we're speaking on sabr and shukr, you know, just a humorous incident. You know, it is mentioned that Imran ibn Hittan, kana Imran ibn Hittan, and this is sabr and shukr. What is sabr? Obviously having patience, and shukr is appreciating and thanking a person for what they do. There is nothing wrong with thanking a person for what they do, or thanking your husband, or the husband thanking the wife, and the wife thanking the husband. So kana Imran ibn Hittan dakhala ala yawman ala imraati. Imran ibn Hittan, one day he came to his wife, and you know, he came up to his wife, and while and it is said about him, you know, he was not a very handsome looking person. كَانَ ذَمِيمًا قَبِيحًا قَصِيرًا. He was a very short guy, you know, very dark in color. And his wife, فَقَدْ تَزَيَّنَتْ وَكَانَ إِمْرَاتٌ حُسْنًا. He says his wife was a very beautiful woman. She was an extremely beautiful woman. And then, فَلَمَّا نَذَرَ إِلَيْهَا إِزْدَادَتْ فِي عَيْنِهِ جَمَالًا وَحُسْنًا. And whenever he looked at her, she was so beautiful in his eyes, her beauty increased. A beauty continuously increased. Obviously, if a person continues to look at his wife, she must be the most beautiful woman in his eyes. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us also not to look at other women, not to look at strange women, which we cannot look at, because we will lose the beauty of our wives as well. You look at your wife only, you will see the beauty in her. Nevertheless, she was a beautiful woman. Whenever he looked at her, he only saw beauty. And he continued looking at her. And then he was looking at her for such a long period of time. فَقَالَتْ مَا شَأْنُكَ. You know, woman, sometimes when you look at them, she's going to look at you and say, what's your problem? Why are you looking at me? And sometimes they give you those looks that they say, if looks could kill, you'd die immediately. So she's looking at him stunned. What is your problem? Why are you looking at me? She said, لَقَدْ أَصْبَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ جَمِيلًا. He said, لَقَدْ أَصْبَحْتِ وَاللَّهِ جَمِيلًا. He said, today, wallahi, I take a qasam by Allah, you are looking extremely beautiful this morning. And there's no harm in telling your wife she's looking extremely beautiful. And this is what we should do again, whether we married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We say these things. Because we see it in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We see it in the life of our Salaf al-Saliheen. We see it in the life of our pious people today. You know what advice they give, how to treat our family, how to treat our wives. So he says, Wallahi, you are looking extremely beautiful. So what was her reply? She said, Abshir fa inni wa iyaka fil jannah. She said, Oh Imran, take glad tidings because you and I will be in Jannah. Wa min ayna alimta dhalik. He says, how you come to that point? You're so confident, you say that you and I will be in Jannah. How do you come to that point? He gets shocked. First she was shocked, now he becomes shocked because look at the answer his wife gives him. He says, wa min ayna alimta dhalik. How can you make a statement like that? So she gives him the answer. She says, لِأَنَّكَ أُعْتِيتَ مِثْلِي. He says, فَشَكَرْتُ. He says, because you have been given a beautiful woman like me, so you must make shukr. And I have been given a man like you that is not so handsome, so فَصَبَرْتُ. For I am making sabr. وَالصَّابِرُ وَالشَّاكِرُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The one who makes sabr and the one who makes shukr will be together in Jannah. So that's just a humorous joke, but the lesson from it is sabr and shukr. Wallah, in a marriage we have to make sabr, we have to make shukr, we have to show. You know, we have to show and appreciate the qualities of the next person. You know, appreciate. And don't feel shy ever to thank the person. Thank the person for what they are doing to you. And this is vice versa as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, the realization. And may Allah make this marriage and every other marriage, may Allah make it a successful marriage. And may Allah make it a marriage full of barakah, full of khair. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, give us the understanding. You know, in a nutshell, at the end of the day, wallah, it is only in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. There's no human being on the surface of this earth, you know, and especially the mu'mineen, who is definitely in need of the mercy of Allah, is definitely in need of the love of Allah, and that is only in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us that understanding and the ability, and in our marriages, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bring Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.